Blog Talk Radio.
Remember that song? We all know what our ages are, right? That's still a great song, still a great time. And we are live here on Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long. And we have Pandria on, an amazing psychic medium. Oh, my goodness. And her connections with spirit are so direct. So concise, but on top of that, her also love and understanding and just desire to help you is one of the strongest I have seen in my 9 years of doing this show, over 4,000 shows. And to me, that is what makes a amazing, great, someone you should go to for private readings, because, you know, the core essence of someone, you know, if you're really going to deal with someone, that's going to deal with your heart, because when you're going for and asking for a psychic reading, it's going to deal with your heart, okay? You may go into it and say, well, I'll see what I get. If I don't like it, I'll just kind of throw it to the side. It's never like that. You guys know that. If you get something, a reading from someone who is just doesn't have the connection, doesn't really care about your overall, you know, well-being, and I've seen that many times. Even I've seen it myself, on myself, and it has you after the call second guessing yourself, wondering how many times do you wonder about, oh man, what were they talking about? What were they seeing? And sometimes if you have someone that's truly not connected, it was nothing, but you will just, you know, just get your mind. So you want someone who is centered, someone who has that spiritual, and to be spiritual, you know, as I've been talking about here lately, to be spiritual, that means you have to have the love inside, because it doesn't make you spiritual because you're a psychic or a healer or a spiritual radio host. Got to have that love and that care for first yourself, but also then brothers and sisters. And that's what who, you know, everybody is, our brothers and sisters. So this is your time to call in, speak to Pandrea here on the radio show, 347-884-8245. Call in out so you get in line, and then press the 1 on your phone. This will be a very limited day for the radio show. I won't have my normal evening shows at all. Today is, as we lead up to Easter Sunday, Easter Sunday coming up here in just a couple of days here in the Catholic faith church, whatever that I grew up in. It's called Holy Week, and it's a very special time in the faith, I believe. And on Thursday, Holy Thursday, which I go, and then tomorrow, Good Friday. So I won't be here tonight, but, you know, I love you know, I love what Thursday represents, because Thursday represents humanity, and working and saying, you know, I'm equal to my brothers and sisters. Just like when, you know, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. And that's what I so love when you go to your local parish tonight, this evening. We will witness our priests, deacons, get on their knees and wash the feet of parishioners. And symbolizing they're no more, no less than the parishioners. And what I love and what I posted on my Facebook page today was an article where the Pope, Pope Francis, who I so love, was going to a prison to wash the feet of prisoners. Now, I don't know if he heard me, but the Pope going to wash the feet of prisoners, that doesn't get any better, showing the love and showing that even the Pope is no better than a prisoner. That we are all connected. We are all our brothers and sisters. We are all one. And we should look out for each other, because that is what our God, our Creator, our spiritual journey is all about. It's all about helping one another, helping our brothers and sisters, and not dividing, not judging. So it's a very special week, I think, and I'm really looking forward to this evening. And so we'll have this show at Pandrea for an hour, and then at 3 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon, we'll have a show with psychic medium Bonnie. We'll be taking your calls, and that's at 3 o'clock Eastern time. That'll do it for Thursday. And then I'll be off until, we won't have any shows Easter Sunday, so I'll be off till Monday. So, definitely want to take part here in this show and call in and whatever is on your mind. Okay. And lastly, very quickly, the link for our homeless brothers and sisters is on the show page. Let's show our love in action on this Holy Week. Let's show that we really have that love and not blow it off and say, oh, you know, that's not for me. Because you got to ask yourself, any donation is helpful. Obviously, the larger, the better, because we could reach a whole lot more people. But even $5, $10, $20, ask yourself right now, if you donated that right now, would you be homeless? And if it would, don't donate. I don't want you to donate. But if it doesn't, then go to the link and make a donation, even if it's just $5. Even if you donated $5 a couple weeks ago. Let me tell you, for someone who goes out there regularly with the homeless, and I go from the north side of Oklahoma City to the downtown, to the south side, to the west, to the east, looking for homeless people. And if you think there's other people out there helping them, like a lot of them, or some of them, you're greatly fooling yourself, because there are very few people stopping and helping the homeless. It's car after car after car go on by, like the people, our brothers and sisters, like acting like they're just statues on the side of the road, like they're just something to get by, something to close our eyes, turn up the music a little louder, go pick up some more drinks, go to the lake a little bit more, and not even stopping to help. So, and if you don't give to our homeless mission, then just the act of kindness around you, you can do that in your own community, or help someone with the groceries to the car. The act of kindness, what we're doing here, folks, is laying the seeds, because we as spiritual beings are, if we are really spiritual beings, if we really are, then we have to show that love. Otherwise, we're fooling ourselves. And you know me, I speak from my heart. I tell you how it is. I'm very transparent. You know me. You know my life. And it's because I love you guys. And we can do great things together, and we already have on this show. So go to the link. Make a donation. You'll feel so much better today and on Easter Sunday. And see the work that's done. Go to my Facebook page and see the smiles of the homeless that are helped. There you go. All right, I'm done talking. I'm going to give all the other time to my guest, Pandrea. And she can take it from here. Pandrea, welcome to Journey into the Light. Pandrea? Hello, hello. Well, we can't hear you, Pandrea. Okay. Pandrea, if you just call right back. Bonnie, do you hear us clearly? Okay. All right, Pandrea, just please call right back, and we'll, your line must have Somehow I talk too long. All right. Those things sometimes happen. Okay. All right. Pandrea will call right back, and we will be on the road here. A lot of people called in. We do thank all of you for being here. And again, the number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Here is Pandrea. Are you there? Pandrea. I don't know what's wrong with your line. Can't hear you. Let me see if Bonnie is here. We can hear Bonnie as the phone lines are. Bonnie, are you there?
I'm right here, Michael. I can hear you just fine.
Okay, you're on the air. Okay, I just make sure the lines are working. Thank you for that. Pandrea, we can't hear you. Can you call back, Pandrea? We'll get this working here. I don't know why, but okay, we're going to have her call back. All right, and everybody stay where you're at. We're going to get everybody on in. We're going to get Pandrea in, and one of those wacky days here. Okay. All right, again, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard here on the show. Okay. All right. Let me put one quick song on. I'll be right back with all of you. Thank you.
Far across the ocean, from sea to shining sea, different kinds of people sing a sweet harmony. Take a look around you, think about what you see. We can live together, side by side, you and me. One song that the whole world can sing, one voice that together will bring, one hope that above everything, the whole world can sing one song. Everyone's a brother or a sister that you meet. We are all one family, living on the same street. So let's sing together a song with beautiful sound. All the music that we make, we'll spread love all around. One song that the whole world can sing, one voice that together will bring, one hope that above everything, the whole world can sing one song.
All right, I am back here. We are having technical problems with Pandrea's phone line. We're here, we're live, and we're not able to get a call in. But I tell you what, why don't we get Bonnie on the line and take a call? We can get a call started, and I'll keep working with Pandrea, if that's okay with you, Bonnie. Let me know, okay? And I'll keep working with Pandrea once we can get her on the line. Okay, she's going to restart her phone. Maybe that will help here. So I'll give it a few more, another minute here. Either way, we're going to start taking calls here in a minute here. So bear with us here. Mercury is in retrograde, if you believe that, so how that works. So, maybe it, that's the cause. Never know. But anyway, call on in. We're going to take calls, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your line. And you just never know what to expect when dealing with electronics. It's never a boring day, I tell you. Something that seems so simple. Sometimes just doesn't work. Okay, let's see here if Pandrea's on the line. Pandrea, you there?
Hi, Michael.
Wow, there you are. Hello? We had her for a second. I did hear her. Hi, Ma. Are you there? You're coming in and out. In and out. Okay, now we don't hear you. Okay, must be maybe a big dome over your office. That's causing a blackout. But okay, okay, I tell you what, let's start the calls up here, and I'm going to work with Pandrea, and let's wait here. Okay, Bonnie, let's go ahead. Bonnie, are you there?
I am. I'm right here.
Okay, let's take the first call here, and I'll keep working with Pandrea. Okay, area code 267. Thank you, Bonnie. 267, welcome. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Hello, I'm Donna from Philadelphia.
Hi, Donna from Philadelphia.
Hello. I think I had called before. I'm not sure. I was just wondering, getting myself together, been going to school, work, and things are really hectic. Like, is anything, I'll be specific, okay, let's say relationship-wise coming soon?
I do remember you calling in before, but I think you asked a different question. Relationship-wise,
yes.
You're the lovely lady that has the ex-husband that you worry about quite a bit.
Right, but, you know, ready to move on. I was wondering if any... You know.
Good. You know, one thing you may not know about that is energetically, if you disconnect your psychic connection, your energetic connection to your ex. It'll help you move along and open more space up for a new person to come in. I don't know if anybody ever told you about what they call cutting the cords, you know, where you kind of disconnect from the other person that you've had the relationship, because we all have energetic like ties to other people. We just don't always realize it, but sometimes it makes it difficult for us to move on. So I'm just going to throw that out there in case you have an interest in doing that, because I think it would help you, you know, open some other doors. But let me look forward here for you. Hang on just 1 second. I do feel somebody. I feel somebody, and I heard the word six, which means it could be 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years. Hopefully not 6 years, but I'm thinking maybe at least 6 months, and you may meet someone new. Now, you're going to have to act. Well, don't just show up at your doorstep usually. You know, you have to make some kind of, I would suggest, and this is just a human suggestion here, is you go to the places and do the things that you're interested in so you find somebody who's like you, you know, or who has the same kind of interest. But I think you'll meet this man. I think it's a man. You'll meet this man. I'm getting 6 to 8. So I think 6 to 8 months. And it feels to me like you're already calling him in. You know, you're already asking. And I think the universe will certainly respond to you. And when I say universe, you could use any word you want. God, the Great Spirit, as my friend Mary Duty used to say. It's however you call your higher power or your higher self. You're already putting the energy out there for a new person. And I feel like you've gotten a little bit down because things aren't moving quite as quickly as you'd like to. And that can change easily, you know. Let me see if I can see what he looks like. He is a very nice, he's a kind, pleasant person. He has really strong spiritual beliefs, which may seem a bit off-putting to you at first, but you'll start to understand him. You know, this is probably not going to be a love at first sight thing, but something that you grow into, you know, and those kind of relationships take a little bit more patience. But you feel a connection to him when you meet him, though you're not sure why, because it seems like you are so different. But you're not really that different once you get to really know him. He feels like he likes to work with his hands, maybe as a hobby, not necessarily as a job. You know, I think he likes to tinker with cars, and I think he likes to be outside. I think he likes to... But he's very intelligent, so he on top of that, he likes to have intelligent conversations, and he's looking for a more traditional type of relationship. So I think if you just keep on the path that you're on, try to put out exactly to the universe what it is that you're looking for in a person, and then ask for and beyond my wildest dreams so that you will get the right person. Does that help you? Donna, are you still there? Donna?
Looks like we lost Donna. I'm here.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Donna. I didn't know she was gone.
Her line is there, but okay, might be one of those kind of days. Mercury's in retrograde.
Let's try
another call here. Let's see what happens. Area code 302, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Tamika, calling from Delaware.
Hi, Tamika from Delaware. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing well. Can I help you this afternoon? I'm sure you were looking for Pandrea, but I'll try my best to help you if I can.
Yeah. I'm not sure... my question is what do you see the future getting better? Am I on the right path, or am I making it worse as usual?
Okay, Well, you have made sort of rocky choice, but, you know, life is not always supposed to be easy. And sometimes we make the wrong choice so we can learn those things, you know. But let's shift your energy. Let's shift your energy and see if we can't get it so that you will bring in positive things as opposed to the negative ones. I feel a total transition for you. It's already started. You've been in it for at least 6 months or a year. That's why the road's been so rocky. It may even be as long as 2 years you've been in this weird kind of place that you're in. Everything seems to have collapsed on you. You are having trouble with relationships. You're having trouble with work. You're having trouble with maybe school. I don't know if you go to school or not, but you're having trouble with everything, and you think it's all your fault. Well, it's not, okay? It's not all your fault. Sometimes you just have to go through tough things so you can figure out what you do want as opposed to what you don't want. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, it does. I think that, but now the time is going by.
You're ready to,
like, this huge clock behind me.
Yeah, you're ready to shift it. So now you can shift it, but you have to stop thinking negatively. You have to stop thinking that, one, it's your fault, and two, that you have, you know, I mean, it's one thing to take responsibility for your choices, but sometimes things just happen that we have no control over. So you just want to shift your thinking and start thinking that good things are going to happen and try to attract that as opposed to attracting the other way. And I can say this honestly because I've been in the boat that you're in. Not been an easy road for me either. I feel like you have some metaphysical gifts, some spiritual gifts that maybe you don't quite use, like you have a very keen intuition. Do you use your intuition?
Yeah, I do. I'm not really sure. Like, I've always known I've had something, and I've tried to do the best as I can with it, but sometimes it's hard to discern what may be just wishful thinking or what may be, if that makes
okay.
sense.
Well, just try to ask, when you're using your intuition, ask the question that you want to know the answer to, and then listen and feel and just be prepared for whatever information comes in, you know, comes to you. And just trust it. That's the tricky part, is trusting what you get. So I know it's hard, but you start doing that more often, and you won't keep taking the wrong turns in the road. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I think you've had the feeling that you shouldn't do something, but you did it anyway, and that's what got you into some trouble. Well, now you don't have to do that anymore. You start when you feel like you shouldn't do something, don't do that, you know? So, and if you feel like for some weird reason, maybe you're sitting on your sofa at home and you get a feeling you need to go somewhere or do something, then go do that thing because you don't know who you're going to run into when you do that. You know?
That's
so
true.
You're not getting these weird feelings because they're, you know, arbitrary. This is part of, you know, your angels and guides trying to get your attention. So start paying better attention to that. I feel like you need to go to school. Have you gone to school? Are you going to school?
I did, but I really want to go back. I want to do one. I want to just try one more time for something I really want. And now that I'm a little bit older, I think maybe it would be better.
Go back to school. Go back to school. Get a grant and go back to school, okay? Because that's what I feel the strongest for you is you need to go back to school. And you're right. It should be something that you really love and want to do. And
yeah,
I feel like it'll
be a benefit in the long run. But the one thing I'm worried about is finances. I mean, do you see that getting better, or am I just...
Well, this is why I'm telling you to get a grant. And going to school will do nothing but help your finances later on. I understand what you mean about will it get better. I feel like let me just peer into that for a second. Again, this is another example of if you ask your angels to help you, they will help you. You understand? Even as dire a situation as you could possibly be in, if you say, look, I can't do this and I need some help, you know, guys that are listening, angels that are listening, just ask them. They won't help you if you don't. They can't help you if you don't ask them. But I'm just going to say here that it will get a little bit better. Again, for you, I'm also hearing 6 months, maybe 6 weeks, 6 months. I'm not good with time. I'm terrible with it. So you give yourself a little extra leeway there. But I think that something will come that's offered to you in terms of, and it's either additional money because you're doing extra work somewhere, or additional money because you're offered a second part-time something, or additional money just because you have some ability that you can market for yourself. Okay? But you need to start using that metaphysical.
I'm trying to get out.
I know, and you will. Just be patient. You'll break free. I feel sure you will. And I think you're very tenacious, and you will hang on, and you will survive because you're a survivor. And not only will you survive, I want you to get out of the survivor mentality and getting into the thriving mentality, okay? So shift your attitude, shift your energy, start listening to your intuition, and go back to school. That's my recommend for you, but they really want you to go back to school, the people
cool.
that help you. They really want you to go. And so the answer to the school question is yes. Look for a grant
yes.
or something that will help you do that. There may even be a person who's willing to help you do that, but you go get out there and start looking, because it's not going to come to your sofa, you know, or home. You've got
right.
to go do stuff to get it to come to you. So
okay.
There you are. I hope you feel better now. Do you feel better?
Oh, yes, because it's been on my mind about school, but I'm always questioning, like, oh, what if it doesn't work out, or what if I sink myself into more debt?
Let me tell you a secret. When I read for people, like, privately and not on the radio when we're crunched for time, I will tell people, don't tell me your questions. Just tell the universe. I don't need to know what your questions are. So when you're thinking really hard about a subject like that one, that's the answer I get back for you, because that's what you've been putting out to get. And the people I find really difficult to read are the people that don't bring that to the table. So congratulations. They really want you to go back to school, and I think the money will be there. You just look for it, okay? Trust it.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's there. You're so welcome. And cheer up now, because the good things are going to start happening. Just shift your energy a little bit. All right?
I hope so, because it's been a long roller coaster.
It's just time. It's time now. Just accept it. It's time. And don't think the worst, because the best will happen if you think the best. If you ask for the worst, that happens. You know, sometimes that you ask for it, you get what you ask for. So don't ask for that anymore.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I feel much better about the school now.
Great.
I'm definitely going for it.
Good. You
have a good
that.
Day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you for your call. So Bonnie, I have Pandrea back.
Go right ahead, Michael.
We're gonna thank you so much for filling in. And I know you're gonna be back at 3 Eastern. We're gonna do a show with you at 3. So okay, thank you, Bonnie. And
you're welcome.
Let's see now. Okay, so let's bring Pandrea onto the show. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Look
okay?
at that. Look who we have.
Yeah!
I've come from a far, far away land to get to where I am. Oh, my God.
Are you in Mars or something? I mean,
I know, right? I had to take the space shuttle to come back down to Earth, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I have guests on that are from the next day, but you must be from the another planet or something. Another year.
Oh, my God. This is so awesome. Wow. What a morning. Well, what an evening, I can say. But I'm certainly, nevertheless, glad to be here. And to Miss Bonnie, thank you so much for chiming in there. I really, really appreciate that. You know, and hopefully we'll get my line checked. I don't know what was going on there.
Okay. Well, let's take a call. Let's take a call while we still have time, and go from there. So let's go to area code 248. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Mike. This is Kevin from Southfield, Michigan.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself, Pendria?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What question do you have for me today?
I'm looking at moving, but I really didn't have a concrete question. I just wanted you to speak to me as the spirit would allow you.
Okay.
That way I'm not limited to what they want to show me.
Okay. And I know you're looking at moving. I do see two different places that you have already looked at. But I just got to tell you, I don't see you moving right away. And I know that's something that you desire, but they're telling me to tell you to wait because there's another opportunity that's going to come up for you to move. That's going to be a better opportunity in a more ideal location. If this move has something to do with your job or something or employment?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you, please don't move right now. and I know that, like I said, I know you're wanting to right now, you know, to go ahead and do it. And I feel like you're doing it kind of early too, you know, and and I know you're trying to be more prepared, but what they're really telling me to tell you is to wait on that. Within a couple of weeks here, you're going to come up on another opportunity. That's going to be way better than what you've seen, and you're going to be glad that you did. Now, as far as your employment goes, I do see that you're very driven. You have a lot of responsibility at your job. Are you in a manager position or something like that?
Well, right now I'm self-employed, so yeah.
Okay. But here's the thing, though. I know you said you're self-employed, but I also see you over other people as well. Do you have other people that work for you, training somebody?
Not right now.
Is that what you're going for? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, it's a ministry position that exists, a pastoral position that exists. In Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So that would allow me to be over people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is just what they're telling me to tell you. And I know you are a man of faith and everything. You know, you're a man of God. You're going to church. You put your spiritual things first. And I see that's, you know, not only were you like that, I also see other family members, close family members of yours that are like that as well. However, what they're asking me to tell you is to let go of that fear and have faith, because I definitely see a fear there, and it's more of like a fear of not making it, you know, things not turning out the way you want it to, but I'm just going to tell you they are. And like I said, trust me, I will tell you if it was not going to be, you know, as favorable. But I do see it being very favorable, a very favorable outcome for you. So definitely keep that faith and, you know, and know that God's got you. Your divine has you, you know, and has everything, you know, figured out for you. You know, it's just you have to walk that path and stay on it.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I wish you the best of luck on your move.
Thank you so very, very, very much. Thank you, Michael. And y'all guys have a blessed holiday weekend.
All right. You too.
All right. You too. Have a great weekend. Blessings. Thank you for calling. All right. Okay. What a great call. I think that's it for today, but that's good. That's about the time we have anyway. But
oh my God! All right. Well, you know, at least we talked to one person, and I feel good about it. You know, and
yeah.
Maybe next week we'll be prepared to have more callers and be able to, you know, get back on track. So
the one time I think, well, I, you know, and I ran out of time. I didn't have a chance to check with you on this screening room, but you know, you're used to the show now, so you know, I don't always have mm-hmm. to check with my guests if they're used to the show in the screening room. So I thought, okay, she's got the hang of it. Mm-hmm. She's there, and I give this big speech about the Easter and homeless, and I come to you, and it's like dead nothing.
Oh God! Oh my goodness! Well,
no,
I will give you guys a heads up. I will be doing the show that I didn't do today. And I'm going to be talking about spiritual enlightenment and spiritual awakening. You know, there's just so many things that we could talk about on that. You know, so many good, positive things that I found myself in. You know, wanted to just share some things like that with you. So definitely come back next week around this time and, you know, be able to listen in and, you know, perhaps even take a call. So absolutely.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Always enjoy your topics. They're always very enlightening and very thorough and uplifting. And it's really great. I mean, it's kind of like when you go to church and, you know, you always want to feel enlightened and uplifted when you leave. You know, there's always that feeling. If you don't get it, it's like, you know, like, oh. But you
mm-hmm.
usually do. You know what I mean? Like
yes,
when I'm going.
I know exactly what you mean.
Going tonight to Holy Thursday in the Catholic Church. So it's really special. And I don't go that often because I feel like I get my spiritual nourishment here, but that's
mm-hmm.
really a special week with Good Friday tomorrow and Easter Sunday. But I really enjoy the Thursday and Friday for some reason. It's just real special. And anyway, I digress a little bit, but it's a special time. Anyway, so well, I'll let you go, Pandrea. Thanks for stopping by. You have a great, blessed Easter Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. It's all right. Well, take care. All right.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Well, you know, things just happen to be certain times, and it's all good. It's all the way it's supposed to work out. And love Pandrea, and she'll be back next week for a full show. So make sure you come on back, and that starts as we did today at 1:30 Eastern time. So in 30 minutes, I'm going to be back here with my final show of the weekend or week. Yeah, week. With Bonnie. Bonnie's going to do a full show. And so 30 minutes from now, so at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, we'll be back here. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and many blessings to y'all.